Hi there. Welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
You do not belong to every camp. You are God's property. Hallelujah. Amen. As an adult, you are God's property. You belong to God. You do not belong to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not saying amen because you think you belong to yourself. You don't have you. You don't have you. You do not have you. He has you. He is your God. He is your Lord. You need to know that. You need to know whose you are. You need to know Him. Hallelujah. John chapter 17 verse 3, Jesus Christ is praying for His disciples. He has done His mission. As a matter of fact, let's begin from verse 1. Jesus spoke these words. He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son also may glorify You, as You have given Him authority over all flesh, that He should give, eternal life to as many as You have given Him. Verse 3, very key. And this is life eternal. Let's read that together. Number 1, 1, 2, 3. And this is life eternal. Let's read again. 1, 2, 3. And this is life eternal. What is that? That they may... You're not reading. Hallelujah. We all know that this service is not a preaching, it's a teaching. That you may know who? The only true God. There's only one true God. The world will present many gods, especially to our young people. The world will present many gods out there. The God of football. The God of design. The God of celebrity. That the only one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. You belong to God. You need to know whose you are. You need to know who you belong to. You need to know who or what your identity is. Hallelujah. My children derive their identity from who? From me. As a matter of fact, all of them must carry my name. Hallelujah. Unless for like some people who will go and acquire other names, but the rest even when they acquire other names, they're still, you know, daughter of, yeah. Your identity is derived from your papa. Hallelujah. You are daughter of so and so. Daughter of Mulora. You belong to who? To God. These are some of the, I want to give you a few scriptures that you need in these services. I need to see you writing, whether in the phone or something. You need to keep these. There are some scriptures that you need to keep. You have a phone, you begin to write. Or pull out your phone. You don't have a notebook, you know. You have a notebook, pull it out. You have a phone, pull it out. I want to see people writing these scriptures because you're going to need them. Somebody say amen. Because you need these scriptures. Scripture number one I will give you. Psalm 24 verse 1. You need to know these are scriptures that you need. Some of these scriptures you're going to learn. At least you may not learn them word to word, but you may know, you know, what they say. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 24 verse 1. What does it say? Anybody got in there? The earth is whose? The earth is whose? And that Lord is capitalized. Whenever you see that word capitalized, it means God. It means Yahweh. Hallelujah. The earth is whose? The Lord's. And what? And the fullness thereof. That means everything. Everything. If it is a thing, it belongs to Him. The world and those who dwell therein. How many of us dwell on the world right now? We are in the world. You are on. Then you belong to Him. Hallelujah. You are His. Psalm 100 verse 3. Are you writing? Psalm 100 verse 3. It says, No. You need to know. Hallelujah. Because there are things out there that will try to deceive us. But you need to know. Wherever you are, you need to know. At school, you need to know. At place of work, you need to know. On the bus, you need to know. On the trains, you need to know. Know that the Lord, capitalized. Lord means owner. The Lord, He is what? He is God. It is He who did what? Made you and me. And we are His. That's cool. I am His. I belong to God. The only true God. I am His property. My goodness. We are His people. The sheep of His pasture. Wow. You need to know it. It has to be in your knower. It has to be settled. So that no school of thought or philosophy or ideology will sway you. Know it. That He is the Lord. He is God. He is the one who made you. You are His. The next one. Isaiah 43 verse 1. Isaiah 43 verse 1. It's a cool one. It's very cool. Isaiah 43 verse 1. He says, but now, says who? The Lord, capitalized Lord again. He who did what? Created you. Psalm 131 says, 39 says, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That nose that you look at in the mirror on every day and say, I hate this nose. Oh, that nose was fearfully and wonderfully made. You need to start liking it like you. He need to love you. He created you. My God. Oh, put your name. Oh, Reuben. That's your name there. He formed you. My God. You were formed. You are not deformed. You were formed fearfully and wonderfully. They say, fear not. Why? For I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. You do not redeem something that is useless. Redeeming means buying out of something. When He created us in Garden of Eden, the devil came and stole us out of His presence. But God says, I have bought you back. I have redeemed you because you matter to me. You are important to me. People may tell you don't matter, but tell them, I belong to God and He has redeemed me. I have called you, my God. Called you by name. He knows my name. He knows your name. The finances may be trying to dodge you, but He knows your name. Hallelujah. And He says, you are what? You are. God Himself says you are His. You are His. You belong to Him. Child of God, you belong to God. Hallelujah. John 1, chapter 12, verse 13. This is very cool. This is even cooler. This is even cooler. My God. But to how many? To how many? All. Who did what? Receive Him. Now, this is a caveat. There are many, not everybody has received Him. How many of us have received Jesus Christ in this place and you are not ashamed of saying it? I have received Him. But to all who did receive Him, number one, who believed in His name, number two, He did what? He gave them the right. You have the right. You are. It is your birthright to become a child of God. He gave you the right. Hallelujah. Biologically, if I don't give you the right to become my child, you cannot. You can become my child spiritually, like you are all my children right now. But biologically, this God, He gave us the right to become His children. My God, awesome. So whoever plays around with you, say, I am a child of God. I have the right, I have the birthright to be a child of God. Acts 17:28. These are scriptures I'm throwing at you. Whenever you're praying and the devil is just playing around, pull them out and begin to tell him whose you are. Whose you are. Are you together with me? 17:28. For in who? In him we do what? We live and move and have our being. In him. This one. I love the way this is the best poetry I've ever heard. In him we live and move and have our being. As even some of our own poets have said, for we are indeed his. Just think about that. You are an offspring. These kids thought they're my offspring. They are offsprings of God. Isn't that cool? To know that you belong to God. You are his offspring. Another verse. Are you tired? Romans 8:14-17. Romans 8:14-17. You belong to God, my friend. You belong to the Creator. For all who are done what? Led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Sons of God. Now you say we are daughters. You know, in the Spirit there's no male or female. We are all, you are a spirit living in a body. A spirit with a soul living in a body. You are psychosomatic. That's what? Even saying it, I've almost bit my tongue. That's how heavy it is. You are a spirit. That's why we say we are offsprings of God. Because He is what? He is spirit. He is spirit. You are powerful. You are bigger than the situations around you. You are spirit. You are an awesome person. What does He say? Continue. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. That's why you should not fear. Fear should not be your portion, because you know you have got a the Lord of hosts on your side. As a matter of fact, you are His child. You are His child. Fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba Father, Abba Tata, Abba Papa. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's continue that verse. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit, big Spirit, capital Spirit. Did you see that? Whenever you read the Bible, look at the letters, the way they are written. Capital Spirit. The Spirit, meaning who? The Holy Spirit, meaning God. God is Father, Son, and what? Holy Spirit. You have to come to a point where you have that witness in you, where you don't have a doubt whose you are. You know, at times have you ever heard about such stories? They look at this child and they say, and he belongs to this family, but this kid does not resemble those people. But he resembles the neighbor. I don't think he's his son. I don't think he's her. You know, something you have heard of those stories. So there's a doubt whether you belong to this family or the other. But in this one, the one I'm talking about, you, in you, there has to be a witness that you are the child of God. You need to know it. You need to feel it right now. Right now. Never be deceived. You are His. Let nobody say otherwise. You are His. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. I am a child of God. I don't care what you say. I don't care who says otherwise. I know it. The Spirit. God bears witness with my little spirit that I'm His. Hallelujah. Let's continue. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Do you know what an heir is? He inherits. He inherits what the Father has. All that the Father has belongs to you. You know how rich you are. Now riches, the way we translate riches in the world is not the way is. There is somebody who is loaded. He has got lots of money. He cannot even count them. But let me tell you, he does not have the peace that I have. I've been married 25 years. Some of them cannot even hold a marriage. Yet they are powerful, rich. We are heirs of God. God, first and foremost, not heirs, not only heirs of his property, but heirs of Him. You're an heir of God. Think about that. And fellow heirs with who? Christ. So, Christ is your Lord, and at the same time, He's your brother. Ponder that. I'll give you another verse. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You need to know whose you are. You need to know whose you are. Oh! Do you not know? Torukchimanya. Tochimanyi. Mujui. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? The Holy Spirit, the temple of God. Holy Spirit, capitalized. That's God. Whom you have from God. You are not your own. You are not your own. You are not your own. Why am I not my own? The next verse, my daughter. For you were bought with a price. You were bought. Remember in Isaiah 43, he said, I have redeemed you. Exagorazo in Greek. There's agorazo. Agorazo, it talks about slavery. Slavery is, you know, slavery. When you talk about agorazo, this is slave trade. Somebody buys a slave wanting to go and resell him to get more profit out of him. But somebody comes out of there. A rich man comes and says, he comes with agorazo. He says, name the price. And as they name the price, he says, I am buying him. He buys him not to resell him, but to set him free. I am free. You are free. You have been exagorazoed by God. You have been bought by a price. So what? Glorify God in that body. Glorify God in that body. In that body. That body is meant to glorify the one who bought you. Hallelujah. You have been purchased. Thank God you did not leave me in alcoholism. Thank God you did not leave me in drug addiction. You came and bought me. You came and paid the price with your life. My God, Galatians 3:26. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 4:47. But when the we have touched this. But when the fullness of time had come, if you remember, I don't know, some of you remember this sermon, you know. Remember that? The fullness of time. You need to go. I don't know, it's already uploaded. The fullness of time had come. God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. So to redeem. That word again, redeem, comes. Redeem, redeem, redeem. You are redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are You are redeemed. Yes, there are things around you, but you need to know that you are redeemed. How we conquer? We only conquer because we know we are redeemed, because we know whose we are. People who fail, people who sink, are those who do not know. Because you know what? He did not promise a trouble-free life. No. He said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. So yes, I may be surrounded, but I know that I am not actually surrounded by the issues. I am in Him, because He has purchased me, because He is with me, because He promised that in the fires He will be there, in the waters He will be there, in the rivers He will be there. He is with me. Yes, the things may not make sense, but He is there, because He redeemed me. And because He is with me, the season shall pass. This too shall pass. That too shall pass. But what shall not pass is the God whose you are. And He is in you. Guess what? There's a time when you'll be looking at it in the rear mirror. Say, my God. My God. My God. It shall pass. Shall pass. Shall pass. Shall pass. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 3:1-2. About to close so we can get into the next service. Mande bosha tabaka. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children. See what that love. Even when you know some of us have never, some of us we are really bad boys, you know. But that love, I mean, what kind of love calls me a child of God? And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is because it did know Him. It did not know Him. Hallelujah. And listen to this, it even goes further. What you are is just a microcosm of who you really are. Because that's what He says. And so, the next verse. Beloved, we are God's children when? Now. When? Not in the future. Now. Hallelujah. You need to live in the now. You need to live in the now. You need to have mindfulness now. 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 The reason we fear is because we tend to too much live in the future. Jesus Christ said, you know, He said, do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will do what? Let tomorrow worry about itself. The reason some of us are in depression is because you are overthinking tomorrow. That is not your job. Oh, what will happen? Oh, you are wasting useful energy instead of investing it in the now. Enjoy the now when you still have it. Tomorrow, none of us has tomorrow. This is a news flash. You do not have tomorrow. Does that mean you don't plan? You plan, but do not overthink tomorrow. I do not waste my time too much on tomorrow. I don't. I want to enjoy. God wants you and I to enjoy the now. You are what? God's children now. Plan, but don't overthink it. Where am I going to get this? Where am I? You are building a house? Yeah. Now you're overthinking, oh my God, where am I going to get this money? And God is saying, look at this guy. Let tomorrow worry about yourself. This is not me teaching this. It's Jesus Christ doing so, by the way. Because He says even the other people out there think like that. You need, there has to be a clear cut demarcation between a child of God and a person of God. People of God worry, but children of God do not worry. Do you think that young man there is worried about rent? You think he's even worried where the food is going to... That is none of his business. Because he knows that he's there. He wants money, he will just text. I need some money. Yesterday they needed some. I was in a lecture somewhere. We need this. And I check, I'm in a lecture, but I had to. Your Father, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, your Father already knows. He is not obligated. You can can't even go home. Your Father already knows what you need even before you ask. He knows your name. All the hairs on your head, He knows them. By number, and everyone of by number. There's number one, hair number one. Here, I don't know how many hairs on yours. Hair number million. He knows them. He knows them. So why are you overtaxing yourself into depression? To the point where you are clinically depressed. My goodness. That's what he says. Beloved, we are God's children when? Now. But even right now, this glory that you see, that is just the tip of the iceberg. He says, and what we will be has not yet appeared. So what? Tell your neighbor, look at me. Just look at me quite well. I am about to metamorphose before your very eyes. So whoever is laughing at you, whoever is talking about you, they are wasting their time because it has not yet appeared who you will be. Hasn't. It hasn't. So talk about Shiloh however much you like. Talk about the Shiloh members however much you like. Let them talk about you however much they like. It has not yet appeared. What you are seeing is just the shell. There's a shell. He's about to reveal who you really are. Who you really are. Tell the issues, debts. You are just joking. You don't know. You have no idea whose I am and who I am. We leave that there. You'll go and study that. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Little children. 1 John 4:4. Little children. He calls us little. Little. However much you grow. Look, I'm now 50 something. But my mother still calls me little. My father still calls me little. My little boy. Oh, I don't know whether my little boy ate tonight, you know. My little boy. Little boy. Yeah. You are little in his eyes. You are from where? You guys, do you know where you come from? And have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Where is he? Where is he? He's in here. He's in here. He's in here. As we finish. Knowing your identity, knowing whose you belong to, shapes your self-esteem. Number one, it shapes your self-esteem. So you go, wherever you go with a high self-esteem because you know who you belong to. You think Prince Charles princesses, you think they just go around like any other person hiding? No. They go with self-esteem because they know they are royal. They know whose they are. Their self-esteem is up there. So can I speak to somebody whose self-esteem has been busted and dented? I command it to rise in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, because you belong to God. Hallelujah. Knowing who you are, knowing your identity, dictates how you conduct yourself, how you walk, how you speak, how you dress. Yeah? How you dress. How you conduct yourself at your place of work. Young people, how do you conduct yourself at school? You cannot conduct yourself at school like the others who do not know God. You are, and who do not belong. Oh, you have, there's got to be a clear-cut demarcation. Knowing who you are assures you that you are somebody. You walk with assurance that you matter. You matter, my friend, you matter. That's why God sent his only begotten son, because you matter. Even if it was only you on the universe, you'd still have sent his only begotten son. Why? Because you matter. You are somebody. You are somebody. You have got weight in you. You have got a cupboard. You have got some glory in you. Some glory. So act with glory. Do not throw yourself at anything. Any boy who says, I love you. You look beautiful. You just throw. You can't carry yourself with the cupboard that is commensurate with your God. Hallelujah. Knowing whose you are guarantees you protection. You know that I am protected. I am protected. He has a hedge of fire around me. Hallelujah. You are, can I pronounce to you that you are protected? There is, you know, the things of the world should teach us the things of what? Hey, wherever the president or these guys go, they have got people, they call the secret service. You don't even see them. These ones, you see them. But the secret service around you, you cannot even see them. You are surrounded, my friend. That's when even when the devil tries to take you out, they arise. They are there. They are there to take him out. Hallelujah. You are surrounded. You are surrounded. You are protected. Your children are protected. Our kids are protected. Our children are protected. Our children are protected. Our children are protected because they belong to him. Knowing who you are guarantees your provision. Your provision, like I earlier said, Elisha is not worried about rent. He's not worried about food because he's guaranteed. His provision is guaranteed. He knows it will happen. He just walks down confident and opens the fridge, expects to find stuff in there. If it's not there, he's like, what's going on, man? What's going on? There's no this, there's no that. And the provider has got to go and look for it. Next, as we finish, knowing who you know you are or whose you are guarantees you privileges. You are privileged. There are things that not every other person enjoys. You are privileged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing whose you are guarantees you the status. You are always a son of God. No matter what happens, you need to know this. You are always a child of God. How do I know this? I know this from the proverb, from the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son runs from home. The prodigal son takes everything. The prodigal son wants independence. He goes and messes up. The Bible says, when he came back to himself, you know that most of us have gone away from ourselves. In order to go back to God, first and foremost, you need to come back to yourself. Are you with yourself? That's the question. Are you with yourself or are you by yourself? If you are by yourself this morning, I've come to call you back to yourself. And after you come back to yourself, what did he say? He says, I will go back to my father, but this time not as a son. I will go back as a servant, because he thought that he did not deserve to become a son again. Maybe you have messed up. Maybe you have walked away from God. I come to tell you this morning that you still belong to him. He's still your father. The Bible says that he began to walk and go and walk home. But every other morning, the father would stand on the horizon waiting for his son. The father's hands are always wide open. They are always what? Wide open, because he's full of mercy and forgiveness. So when he ran to him, when he approached him, the Bible says that the father began to run towards the son. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We sing this song, your goodness is running after me. You're going to sing it here shortly. Man, the boshataba. He ran to him. And the boy began to say, Father, Father, I have sinned. I have sinned against you. I have sinned. The father did not even want to hear that. He just told his servant, slap a garment upon him. Slap a ring upon him. He said, my son, who had been lost, has returned. My son. You are his. You are his.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.